Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's manager, Ian Dawes. Ian, tremendous performance today. 2-1 defeat in the end, extra time, 10 men, did everything.
Yeah, more or less, didn't we? Yeah, of course. I mean, other than the results, you can be nothing but proud about the players today. I think the supporters seen that. I thought the supporters were great throughout and felt like a home game, if I'm honest with you, because our supporters, I mean, I didn't even know they had any. But on a positive note, the application and attitude on the pitch today was outstanding. I know we've lost a tie and everyone's deeply disappointed in the changing room, but we know it's one of them type of games that brings you really close together as a team, and we know that having looked at that, we know how far we've come as a group, and we don't think we've got anything to worry about moving forward, but really positive. And then even if you look at it, you look at the players that we've had to move about on the pitch. Danny Gossett, credit to him. The kid was outstanding at centre-back. I had to put him at centre-back because of Paul's injury. Thought he was outstanding. And then Brad Jackson goes right-back and does a really good job. And Cav then ends up having to come out on that left-back. I mean, if you'd have told me we'd have had to play with that back four and still have that performance, I mean, it's credit to the desire of the players there.
Yeah, and, you know, for more or less the 90 minutes up until the red card, we more than matched the hosts there. It's only maybe with the reduction in the 10 men, but we still battled all the way for the whole 120, didn't we?
Yeah, and I think if they're honest with themselves, they needed that little bit of fortune for their equaliser. The balls ricocheted through and fell lovely for them. It's a great finish by the lad, but I think they needed that little bit of luck, and it broke their way today. And I don't think we had any luck on the pitch, probably due to the main fella who's got that whistle in his mouth. But like I say, the players can be nothing but proud of what they've done, and we're looking forward now to Saturday and a little bit of retribution.
Yeah, so same again, deja vu, next Saturday we're back here for the TV cameras as well. That's a live televised game.
Yeah.
So we can take heart from today's performance, and
of course,
with the second phase we're looking good at.
Because it's one thing talking to the players saying believe that you're as good as them and you can get a result, but it's another thing them experiencing, and I think they've experienced it today and thought, bloody hell, if we can keep our main shape and our players on the pitch, then we've got a chance of getting a good result on Saturday, and we go again. We know it's not going to be easy because they're a good side, but we know that we'll be confident going into the game.
And a couple of injuries picked up today. Paul Connolly limped off after half an hour.
Yeah.
What's the news there?
I think he's tweaked either his hip flexor or his groin, so that's to be assessed. Rodrigo's not looking good at the moment. He looks like he's had a serious injury to his knee. Gary Taylor Fletcher's carrying a couple of knocks, so it's going to be a patch-up job for the next 3 days, but we've got the squad that we've got, and we'll put a team out there that can more than match them.
Okay, we'll look forward to that next Saturday. Cheers. Thanks.